Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian. America, we are a world at war. The dramatic warlord and barbarian is here tonight. We have much to talk about and discuss as I broadcast from the Valhalla Studios deep in the mountains of Arizona. We welcome you all to the show tonight, new and old alike. We shall pray for a better world always. As you know, I am the Obergruppenführer of the radio airwaves, coast to coast, and worldwide. Welcome to Epic Episode 146 tonight, with our show theme, The Banking Cartels on Fire. In fuego, in the Hispanic world, and to our Hispanic listeners all over the globe. Now, our star date is March 16th, 2023. I told you on the last show, we are living in a time where Satan doesn't even hide anymore, and yet the world still says that they cannot see him anywhere. Well, I see him everywhere, all over the news at least. And if you are Satan, don't forget in a prior show, I told you that the CIA actually did a remote viewing project where they remote viewed Satan, the Prince of Darkness, and they actually entered his hive mind, his inner sanctum, so to speak. These remote viewers are highly skilled in their craft. They look for spies and nukes and things all over the world. But the CIA had a program a few years back to remote view Satan and evil. They said the demons materialized inside the CIA remote viewing rooms and they were in portals. A few of the remote viewers actually said that they saw Satan looking over a chessboard of the world and they actually spoke to him. Very interesting. I'd love to read that CIA report. If anyone has it out there, please send it to the show. That'd be a radio gold, as we say in the biz. I'd love to have my hands on that one and other remote viewing projects. The CIA is very interesting in the sense that they have an ongoing program, which many of you know, called Operation Mockingbird, where they parrot many of the same watered-down stories where they want you to turn and tilt your head. They want to show you things and believe in things that may or may not be actually true. Well, that's for a new show as well, along with MK Ultra, the Philadelphia Experiment, other paranormal-type activity. Dr. Shane, to all of our new listeners tonight, you can call in after the monologue at 563-999-3437. New callers get first in line, and I mean that. But you got to have patience. You got to stay on the line. Sometimes we're doing a promo. You got to hold, wait. I know your time is busy and very valuable. but so is the studios. And we can't just stop in midstream to take your call. So when you call, there's a hierarchy of needs, as the psychologists tell us. And once we're done with the promos, I'll get right to you, I promise. Now, a lot of you have said that you listen to the live stream show, and it cuts off at the two-hour mark, and we're still talking. That is true. I've told you before that we bought 2 hours of block of time with the live stream. The entire show gets recorded. Now, we go into overtime after 2 hours. That's part of our podcast as well and our full show. We have a lot of people who go back. You have to go to Blog Talk to grab that episode, move the cursor to the two-hour mark, and start there to hear the last 20, 30, 40 minutes of the show on the podcast. So that's how you can catch those late-night calls or conjecture, things you want to listen to. Well, my God, another big week. I will tell you, I went to New Bavaria, I call it, in northern Arizona. Flagstaff, Arizona was a winter wonderland. I wanted to go skiing, damn it, and I did. Snowball. Had a great time, skied all day Sunday, 18 runs down the mountain. And my legs still feel great. Love that fresh mountain air, the snow. We had the sunshine, which hit the slope just perfect. Glistened that snow and a lot of fresh powder. My timing was impeccable, as always, because when I left Northern Arizona, the high country we call it here, is going to get hit with 20 inches or more snow this week, starting tonight. Today, really. It's been snowing all day up there. So in a week or two, they'll have another fresh batch of powder to ski on, and we might make a second trip. Awesome trip. Snow-capped peaks everywhere in northern Arizona. This has been one of the best winters ever, I think. Well, we're so glad you're here. This is our once-a-week show. Now, I'm sure that tonight we'll go in the two and a half hours. We were trying to get a call from Jake Vegas from the Las Vegas Strip. He may call in with a field report. But welcome to church. Welcome to your friends coast to coast. Your family, well, we call it La Cosa Nostra. Radio Church is in session as I broadcast clandestinely from my secret underground lair. This is Pyro Radio at its best, America. Now, in looking at history, I am pretty sure, well, I'm damn sure, that my ancestors did not survive an ice age, engage in civil wars, endure terrible famines, defend against invasions, the mongrel hordes, conquer oceans, cure their sick, produce marvels of engineering and science, and pass their inheritance to me, just so I can throw it all away and hand it over to the new African boatmen with iPhones and sob stories now invading all of our shores and countries. We now know better. We know these invasions are planned, contrived, manipulated by the elites, the powers that be, from Europe to Canada to America. And by the way, did you know our listenership in Canada has gone up again? The Canadian people want to know what's going on. Love that. Our top five countries are still the United States. South Korea edged out Canada. Come on, Canada, pick it up. Canada now is number three spot, then Thailand and Japan. As I always tell you, you'll notice that three of the top five are in Asia. Asia is a hot spot. War could break out at any time, and I mean that. Well, they know that a society of strong men would never allow what's currently happening, and that's why they decided to attack masculinity and being a toxic masculine male. All that was attacked first. Well, that's going on. We have retarded normies are everywhere. All kinds of tards are just parroting what they hear on the national fake news. But on my show, we are planning and preparing for what is to come, for what will be real. Now, this past week, we saw banks fail. Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, Credit Suisse in Europe and elsewhere. Now, we'll get into all that nitty-gritty during the show tonight. We're not going to have it dominate completely, but that's a huge part of our economic monetary segment tonight. And with that, on my show, we back up our friends and our great fans of the show, and we have a long-distance dedication tonight. Our friend at Contra Radio, Herr Overlord, has some health issues lately. He's been on the show several times. You know him as Herr Overlord. And he says to you all, hello. He's feeling much better. I'll just say he had an episode. And he's still publishing our show on his website, Contra Radio Network. He starts some cardiac rehab here in April. Had a little scare, but he'll be back. He's on the mend. I told him, awesome news, Sir Contra. Your strength will be Viking strength when you are done. We each have deep reserves of strength in times of battle, of the body, mind, and soul. You should use this time to think, to train, to reflect, my friend. We wish you a speedy recovery, and I will pray to my heavenly emissaries on your behalf. Dr. Shane, Herr Contra. So this is our long-distance dedication tonight on the radio for his exemplary health and wellness. And that goes to him and to all of you and me. Stay well. Be fit. We need all hands on deck going forward. We don't need people getting in trouble, doing stupid things, being arrested. I told you before, I'm pretty blunt. If you're in prison or dead, you're of no use to anyone. Think about it. We need you alive so you can thrive. You throw a rifle your way and some ammo, you'll know what the hell to do with it. You never know. There's a lot of conjecture, a lot of things going on with China. Some Chinese general was popping off last week. Said he could land 1 billion troops in North America. A lot of bravado there. Well, we have more than 1 billion rounds. But I always tell you to buy more. And also, if anything ever does go down, God forbid, in this country, from any friend or foe, domestic or international, I think it might even get medieval at some point. Medieval warfare would reign in some parts. So I tell everyone, be prepared at your home. You should have axes, knives, hatchets, Armax, things of that nature as well. You just never know in life. And I would be prepared on all fronts. That's just how I tend to roll. And everyone who knows me will attest to that fact. When they come to my compound, they see weapons everywhere in open display, ready to go. Well, you got to be a happy warrior at the same time. You can't dwell on this negative stuff. It'll drive you nuts. You got to stay functional in this weird time that we find ourselves living in. Make your money, punch in, punch out. I always tell you guys, make your money, get the F out of those companies, go home, have a real life. You go there to make your cash, get your cash, get out. Don't bring your job home. Try not to. I know it's difficult at times. I do it too once in a while. And enjoy life. Have some fun. Do things that you like. Well, we know that diversity is what your corporate bosses call it, right? They want to trick you into feeling good about the fact that you're now on a lower salary while paying higher rent to live alongside the damn Somalis that they brought in to live right next door to you. They want you to feel good about that. Well, they go back to their gated communities with their private security force who is well-armed. In the same breath, they want you to give up your arms and live alongside those Somalis and other mongrels from the third world that have no business being over in America. All kinds of people who may be nice people. We're not ever attacking or talking about how nice they are. Personally, I could care less about them being nice. It's not about them being nice. We have enough nice people in America, but we cannot absorb the whole world. If they're not a scientist or a rocket scientist or a dentist or something that we can really use, or like an engineer, seriously, and even then, their credentials could be subpar to what we have over here. Don't need them. Got enough people. We got enough people. We need to protect our own people and our own neighborhoods and circle the wagons. But they keep dumping and dumping people in Canada and America. Australia's already gone, so is New Zealand for the most part. Western Europe is holding its own, but they have massive problems over there. Crime. Well, the only thing a liberal hates more than this show is the truth. And they hate being held accountable for their actions. Going forward, you should always be a pure blood patriot. A man once prayed to God, and he said, "Dear Lord, stop giving me your toughest battles. I need a break." When God looked at him calmly and coolly and said, "But you, my son, are my best soldier." Never forget that. Sometimes you're given crosses to bear, pun intended, because you are a good Roman soldier. You can carry the load. Well, Hollywood communist Jane Fonda has been in the news again lately. Hanoi Jane is what she is known by. So I posted a picture on Gab of her laughing and cavorting around with the North Vietnamese communist troops while our American POWs were just feet away being tortured. Word has it that she also partook in some of the torture. I've got no evidence of that. It's strictly my opinion. from what I've heard on the street, but I have heard that from vets before. We don't know if it's true, but it is interesting nevertheless. We'll put it out there for what it's worth. Our veterans deserve to have a voice. God knows they don't have a voice anywhere else. But on my show, they do have a voice. Now, as you know, there's lots of talk of reparations, San Francisco. They want to give $5 million now, the latest figure, to each black, or what they call an inner city Negro, their words, not mine, even though California was never a slave state, but instead was a free state. The real reparations in my book should go to the January 6th protesters who are still in jail with no trial, their property seized or lost, the hands of the feds, their lives ruined forever. They are, in essence, unemployable, if you think about it, for the rest of their lives in our matrix employment society, where every day, every hour is accounted for by HR, some HR wench. And they want to know, where you've been for the last couple of years? You just see the interview now. They go, well, I was a January 6th protester for Trump. I was locked in jail. And I wasn't working for 2 years. But now I want to get back into the workforce. I'm 25 or 30 years old, young man or woman would say. And corporate America will look at them with disgust, with no sympathy, and will not give them one red cent. You mark my words. Hell, they'll even have a hard time getting a job in construction or digging ditches somewhere in the flyover country. We're going to talk about that a bit tonight, too, on the show. We broadcast from Valhalla Studios. We are the tip of the spear. We talk about things that nobody else dares to talk about in Rhino Radio Land. On this show, we always broadcast from a galaxy far, far away, because our minds are far away from the pack. They're far away in the cosmos. We think of things, and we're creative, we're innovative. I'm telling you, those January 6th people, a lot of them are young, 20s and 30s and 40s. They're going to have a hell of a time making a living. And they need $5 million, in my book, in reparations for illegal imprisonment by the federal government with no trial. Nobody can visit them, not even Trump or congressman. No one can visit them. They've had nothing but physical abuse. They locked them up and they threw away the key, as I told you what would happen, because the Democrats will never let them go until a strong Republican president gets in. And on day one, I would release the political prisoners. And yes, they should get remuneration, reparations for the federal government for the way they've been treated. Many of them, the vast majority, 99%, no violence whatsoever. They were escorted into the Capitol. They were rounded up, put in jail, lives ruined. Hell, we let off murderers in this country. We let off people who run people over and shoot them. No problem. You get your out-of-jail-free card. You get your reparations check, your welfare check, your EBT card. You're back on the streets in no time. If you're a real criminal in America, America loves criminals. They're all in our Congress, too. Unbelievable. Well, we have a great show for you, as always. But America is the house of the rising sun, they say. Sounds a bit like this.
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin, man nennt es Haus Abendrot. plötzlich ich Not. Hätte ich meinem Anführer zugehört, ich wäre heute daheim. War jung und dumm, war ein armer Jung, auf den Abweg geführt und gemein.
Love that. I told you before, we may have to get medieval in the world. You should have all the weaponry that you need, that you feel that you need going forward. The economy is a domino type game, that once one domino goes, they will all fall in unison right after the other, one by one. Well, they told you the financial collapse is manufactured to usher in digital currency. currency enslavement. We have a report tonight from Jake Vegas from the Las Vegas Strip. Let's bring him in from our green room here. Jake Vegas, glad to hear your voice, man. Welcome to the Von Wiegand Show.
Thank you so much, Von Lars. How are you? What are we talking about tonight? The end of the world?
Well, yeah. The world's on fire. The theme is the banking cartels are on fire. But give us any reports you can from Las Vegas, the Strip, what's going on, the local economy there, anything at all. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, from the Las Vegas standpoint, you know, we're always worried about tourism, I suppose. You know, we remember the last time we had a crazy Marxist in the White House. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. And from a Las Vegas standpoint, it was disastrous. He went on, national television two times and told companies not to come to Las Vegas or else they'd be targeted by the IRS. And, you know, Donald Trump told us that the IRS was targeting conservative people. And we know that now. You know, they denied it the whole time. And I got to tell you, from, you know, jumping off from that point to the point that we're at now, I got to tell you, Von Lars, I'm very black-pilled. I'm very pessimistic about the future. I think that the Marxists have taken over, and we've got a long road to hoe ahead of us. Everything we're seeing, from the bank collapse to this brink of World War III with what's happening in Russia, as you stated in your intro there, I think that the object here is to usher in the CBDC, to get rid of the American dollar as our standard form of currency and put us on the CBDC. We know that nations around the world are starting to reject the American dollar. They're trying to trade petroleum on the world market, not using the American dollar. They're going to other reserve currencies. And I think that we're seeing a lot of signs of the American dollar collapse. In particular, I've been studying up on what's happening out here in San Francisco. I'm sure you've been following the story that they're considering reparations for their black citizens of that city.
Oh, yeah, I talked about that during the monologue. Absolutely. Crazy.
Yeah, and it's insane. It's totally insane. It comes out to it. I've heard a bunch of different numbers. It comes out to basically $600,000 per resident, per household in San Francisco, which I believe is to the tune of somewhere north of $200 billion. Now, their city council out there, this maybe seems like it jumped off to kind of a different tangent here, but this is, I believe, directly connected to the idea of putting us on the CBDC, because obviously the city of San Francisco cannot afford that. But meanwhile, their city council is saying that they're going to go forward with this. Now, they haven't adopted it yet, but looking at what has happened recently with the banks collapsing, especially in that area, right? I mean, Silicon Valley Bank is in that area. That's Silicon Valley. And what happened? Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. It didn't take any time at all for Joe Biden to jump up in there and said, he's already talked to the FDIC. They're going to come in and make all the deposits whole again. Well, the FDIC, as you know, only insures deposits under $250,000. That's by law. To change that, you need an act of Congress. But the president has literally said he doesn't recognize Congress, doesn't recognize the need for Congress, and they're just going to go ahead and ignore that law and use our taxpayer dollars to go in and bail out that bank, which we know that a big part of the reason that bank failed was they took bank funds, that is money from their deposits, and gave it to Black Lives Matter. $75 million that they just handed over. So if
that
bank collapses because of this complete idiocy, this ESG woke prioritization of their operations, they hand over money to Black Lives Matter, and then Joe Biden goes to the FDIC and the IRS and puts a gun to the head of people like you and I and says, you are going to be on the hook for this. We will confiscate your money in the form of taxation, and we will give it to Silicon Valley Bank, who gave that money to Black Lives Matter. Your country is coming to you and saying, we're going to take your money and hand it over to a Marxist organization That is terrifying. And the reason I talk about that is that makes me believe that San Francisco will go ahead and adopt this law and start handing out reparations to their black citizens. Why do they care if it's $200 billion or whatever the number actually is, north of $200 billion? They can just go and say, well, the city is now bankrupt and we demand a bailout from the federal government. And Biden will then say, hey, executive order, we're going to print up the money and here you go. And how are they going to print up that money? They're going to do it with the CBDC. The nation is bankrupt.
Sure.
You know, the nation is bankrupt. And this is falling right into their hands, this catastrophe that we've got going on in Ukraine between the Ukraine and Russian conflict. We're sending them untold billions of dollars. What's the price tag over there now? I know it's north of $100 billion, right? I don't even know how many hundreds of billions we've given them.
Yeah, it's hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, I lost count after several hundred billion dollars. I mean, it's that bad.
Biden
says Ukraine first. We say America first. What about our people over here who need help? I'm sorry, folks, but if you're invaded, yeah, it sucks. But, you got to grab those weapons. You got to fight the Russians. Yeah, you may be conquered. That's history 101. I'm sorry. You may not save Ukraine. It may get conquered by the Red Soviet Army. Those things happen. Look back in recent history.
We can't
fund them forever. We're not a bottomless pit of money. We're broke, as you said.
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating about this is that really what it boils down to is not anything different than what we saw in World War II, in World War I. You could even go back to the Prussian War, because what's going on in Russia is, and I don't know how this ends other than nuclear. Because the reason I bring up World War II, World War I, even going back to Prussia, is Russia is almost a landlocked country. That's what this conflict is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they annexed Crimea, because they need access to that warm water part in Sevastopol, I believe is how it's pronounced. We as the Americans have kind of been provoking this conflict because we agreed to Russia that we would not expand NATO on their border. And right now we're looking at bringing in Finland, which is right on their border. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily, if our long-term goal is to make Russia fall, I mean, what is the end goal here? I mean, Russia is going to continue with this world war conflict for their borders, because what you're seeing in Russia, really, Russia cannot exist, really. They're incapable of staying stable with the borders the way they are. But the only solution for them, and we saw this in the Soviet Union, is to continue to dominate pretty much all of Europe. They would have to dominate all the way from Poland through Germany, all the way to Spain, including Italy, including Romania, Bulgaria, including Turkey, because the Black Sea is between mm-hmm. Russia and the Mediterranean. So this is ridiculous. Russia cannot stand to be a world power and also try to, control all of Europe, which is what it really amounts to. Now, the problem with that is that, yeah, okay, they're going to have a border dispute to settle that and to shore up their constitution, let's say, to mm-hmm. fortify their nation. We saw that in World War I. We saw them go to war with Japan over, before that. World War II erupts. Basically, it's more fighting over these. I'm not saying that Russia started that, but it was Russia, Germany. We all know what happened in World War II. It was fighting for control of Europe, basically.
Right.
Fine. Okay.
That's right.
World War II ended with a pop, a nuclear pop. Now we use that in the Pacific on Japan, but if we replay this ongoing border dispute in Europe, this fight for the control of Europe in another world war, that's it, the big one. That's going to end in a nuclear exchange. And
I know.
The Soviet Union, before they fell, they looked at it and said, well, a nuclear exchange is acceptable because, yeah, it will be the end of the world. but there will be survivors. And those survivors will rebuild in the rubble, and we will control the survivors with communism. I really think that that's how they looked at it, and I don't think that they're wrong. They can win that way. And you know, what's scary about that, so what does that really mean? That means that they're willing to revolt to the point of total destruction. And isn't that exactly what the left is about? Isn't that exactly what we're seeing from
right.
the Democrats right here in our nation? Isn't that why we had the so-called Summer of Love, where they just said, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that whole Summer of Love 2020, as we were racing towards the next election, before COVID, it was a sure thing. Everybody knew Trump was going to get reelected. And if Trump really had gotten reelected, if it hadn't been for COVID, if it hadn't been for the Summer of Love and all that kind of garbage, if Trump had been reelected, that was going to be the effective end of the Democrat Party, and they knew it. The Democrat Party
That's
was
right.
going to be relegated to the size of, like, the Green Party or the Independent Party. I'm not trying to make direct comparisons to those parties, but in terms of power,
right.
they would have lost, and so would the establishment Republican Party. Because, I, you know, you and I have talked about this in private, but Trump was on the Republican ticket, but he's not a Republican. He's
That's right.
an insurgent candidate. And the establishment Republicans, who are just Democrat-like, could not stand that. And so I think that what we see with the left was they rose up and they said, we will burn the country down and rule over the ashes. And
That's right.
for conservative people like us, that puts us on the horns of a dilemma, because for us to fight back, we really end up risking total war. We really end up
mm-hmm.
risking a civil war. And the left knows it, and they don't care, because their idea is to destroy. And so what I'm getting at, I guess, really, is that with the left and the Marxists now having taken control, why not have a complete meltdown? Why not have a nuclear exchange with Russia? They don't want America to exist the way it is. Everything I hear from these woke idiots is how much they hate our country and that we don't have a right to exist. They hate white people.
That's right.
They want to paint white people as the great oppressor. So that gives them license to kill people like you and I and to destroy our nation. That makes them the moral superiors. And then in the ashes, from the ashes, they will build a communist utopia in the style of the Chinese communist government. That's what I believe the end game is. And I don't know how we fight back about this. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about it, what you think we do from here. I have a personal plan. You and I have talked a little bit about it. But I don't know that we take our nation back.
Yeah, we're on a thread each morning, and me, Jake, and some others. And we talk about a lot of these things and in private conversations, et cetera. And you're right, Jake. No, I've given it serious thought. Though, as you know, we both make light of it in some of the threads and have some fun with it. I kick it around like a soccer ball. There's a serious side of me that I tell people on the show. I told them since 2015 when I launched the Von Wien Show to prepare, and I mean that. In the monologue tonight, I think you came on a little bit later, but they're in the green room. But basically, yeah, I spoke about how things could deteriorate to the point where they could get medieval warfare. And
yes.
So sometimes you might not have access to a gun, or your gun's at home. You could be away from home. We see all these Twitter videos of people, mainly, let's be honest, I mean, I call a spade a spade. You got blacks attacking whites in the country, to be blunt, folks. The vast majority of the racial violence is black-on-white violence. Smart blacks who are out there, who like my show, will even say and admit that and say, yep, Von Wien's right. And Jake is right. Because how many Twitter videos of some black guy in a store accost some white girl or some white guy, sucker punch them. Their buddy films it. They upload it. They giggle and laugh. I see it every day. I mean, we're not talking just a slap in the face. We're talking really hard hits to where you're unconscious, or you could get brain damage, or it's They the other day, black guy follows a white woman to her ATM machine, and basically robs her. And that's not enough to get the cash. Remember, it's never enough just to rob you. They have to teach you a lesson. This is about you submitting to them. They want you to kiss their boot. And he picked her up, body slammed her on the concrete. She has three kids, and now it's 50-50. She may be paralyzed for life in a wheelchair. That's a fact.
I just watched the video you're talking about. I believe she's an Asian lady, and she's in her
Asian.
60 years old. She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks like she's in shape, but she's an older lady. And the thug that attacked her had no reason to do that. He'd already taken her phone. He already took her what he wanted from her. He literally walked away, came back, picked her up, and body slammed her and snapped her back.
That's the same article, right? But my point is, Asians know, if it was confirmed she was an Asian lady, I never heard the whole point about that. But my point is, in the video, she looked white, but regardless of what race she is, Asians will tell you that blacks attack them 99% of the time. It's not whitey. It's not.
No, and it was funny.
You know, Mr. Valdez.
There was a thing going on the internet.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Remember, they were talking about stop Asian hate. They were talking about stop Asian hate. They never wanted to talk about where hate was coming from. They wanted to place that on this fake
idea
of white supremacy. it's coming directly from the black.
Well, they were trying to infer that the whites were attacking the Asian, which is not happening.
Yes.
It's not happening.
Not at all.
They don't spell. On my show, we'll spell things out as best we can. And if we make a mistake, we will correct it. But, yeah, that was – but there's countless cases. The vast majority of these Twitter videos are not – it's really – it's black-on-white violence. It's an epidemic.
Yes.
And,
well, and
we aren't afraid to talk about it.
The beginning of the Soviet Revolution when the communists took over Russia, it was the same Marxist ideology. – You know, there was a lot of talk today about can conservatives define what woke is, you know, and I forget the lady's name. The clip went viral. She's a Republican. They asked her to define wokeism. She couldn't define it. So there's been a lot of talk going on the threads today about it. What woke ideology is, for the listeners out there, if you want a quick definition, all it really amounts to is it's modern racial Marxism. It's finding oppression in everything and anything that you see. The idea of woke is that you're awake to oppression or racism, whereas, you know, it would be subversive. Like, I always make the joke about, the black guy walks into a grocery store and sees green olives are displayed in a jar, but black olives are in a can, and that's racism. You know, that's kind of like the idea of being woke. you found racism. And the reason they push this stuff exactly the same way that Karl Marx pushed this stuff at the turn of the century, and it turned Russia into a dystopian nightmare where they took these barbaric, ne'er-do-well, lost souls and told them, hey, you're being oppressed. Look at these wealthy people that own a farm. You know, if you work to the farm, then you deserve an equal share in the profits of the farm, because the farm is useless without you. These people are oppressing you. It's okay now to go get them. And where do they take these low level, these non-productive, lost people? They turn them loose on the middle class, because they know
they radicalize them.
The middle class.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not fair, Jake. It's not fair that you have a farm and they don't. It's not fair.
Right.
They always say.
Right. And then they exterminate those people, and you have killed all of the productive class, and everybody else starves to death. And communism takes over. And that's exactly what we saw. That's what the Holodomor was all about in the Ukraine, bringing back up, you know, this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and why the Ukrainians don't want to be part of Russia, because the Holodomor, as you know, was an act of complete savagery. Millions of people starved to death by Stalin. And, you know, these low-level criminal thugs that the state comes and says, hey, attack these middle-class, hardworking people, kill them. You know, take what they have. It belongs to you in the form of reparations. This is exactly what we're seeing, the ugly faces resurfacing today. These thugs that we saw in the 2020 riots that were going around in Kenosha burning down car dealerships, walking around with their weapons out, these are the same. These are like Mussolini's black shirts, you know, or Hitler's brown shirts, however you want to look at it. But the Stalin had the same.
They're really Bolsheviks. They're not fascists. They're communists. They're total communists, because the fascists didn't do stuff like that just at willy nilly. Oh, they killed lots of people, but most of the time they were killing communists who had it coming to them. I mean, but so you're right. Yeah. It's really crazy. But Stalin, a lot of people don't know this, but you know, this is a deep rabbit hole. But I'll just say for the show, the Khazarian Jews started the Bolshevik and the Communist Party in Russia. The NKVD was predominantly Jewish. It just a fact of life. They weren't Protestants or libertarians. I call that as it is. And these same groups are out there, and they loathe each other. They hate each other. And now we see the same thing in South Africa, where, you know, you have a farm, and they stir up all of the blacks. They radicalize them. They're running on to white farmers, and when they're in town, they attack them. They drive back to the farm. They attack everybody. They kill them in horrific ways. And the farmers there know they're under attack. Now,
I've read horrible accounts.
They cut them up like hamburger meat. That's right, with machetes. And the thing is, then they film it. They put it on the internet. I've seen it. And that's the brutality of what's going on there. But see, my point is, Jake, what's going on in South Africa is what they want in America, in my view.
100%.
That's their fantasy for them. Not right now, not tomorrow, but in the near future, they'd love to gin things up, radicalize all these groups to where it's like attack whitey. And I've always said the Democrat Party should just come out and say it. It's like their whole platform is attack whitey, kill whitey. Just come out and say it.
Yes.
You're saying it in different ways. We get it, man.
That's right.
We get your message. I hear them loud and clear. All their programs, like you said, the reparations, that's a big joke. But the thing is, they will blow up San Francisco and bankrupt it, and then they'll come to all the rest of us who don't live in California.
Right.
Now, we have to bail out San Francisco, too, with higher taxes. That's coming, too.
That's right.
You're going to screw. They want to screw over the white suburbs of America with higher taxes, fund reparations in L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. They're going to raise your rates to 70-80% to pay for it all. They're not going to print the money.
Well, not only that,
they're going to get it.
When they print up this mass amount of money, what we're going to end up with is Weimar Republic style inflation, and that's what we should directly be really worried about. You're going to be, you know, these people think they're going to walk away with all this money. That San Francisco's planning on giving $5 million to every black family, a free house. I believe they also get $240,000 a year for the next 200 years. It's something ridiculous like this. What you end up with is flooding the economy with billions upon billions of dollars to the point where it's like the Weimar Republic, where your dollar is worth nothing. You're gonna think you're a millionaire. What are you going to do when it's $100 for a pallet of eggs? That money's not going to buy you anything. And then the Democrats will sit back and go, look what we gave you. We gave you this money. Vote for us. And they will. And in the meantime, when you can't get any food and you've destroyed all your productive class, people will starve to death. And then communism is going to take over. So my plan, and we've been talking about this earlier, is I'm excited to announce tomorrow morning I'm starting flight school. I'm trying to get skills. I'm trying to get skills that allow me mobility. A skill that I can apply somewhere else if I have to. Also a skill that comes in pretty handy in any kind of an emergency. A skill that is valuable.
Are you doing chopper or plane or a fixed wing?
Tomorrow morning, I'm starting with fixed wing, and on Monday, I'm starting with chopper. So I'm learning both.
Nice.
I don't know which one I'm going
to. Well, we can use you,
first,
Jake,
but...
Vietnam style to strafe the enemy when they come attacking Viet Cong style.
Well, you know, they need helicopter pilots in Puerto Rico. They need helicopters in the Bahamas where there is no federal tax, you know, and that's kind of what I'm looking at is you know, I'm not a millionaire or a billionaire, but maybe I can have a skill that would get me out of here if I had to. If I have to go to Dubai,
damn right,
you know, to get a job, it's a job skill that gives me mobility. So I encourage the listeners to think in terms of, you know, what are we going to do to face these. If you are a productive member, most of the, you know, I'm sure that the majority of people who listen to the show are the productive people in our society, and you better you are the target. And I have a good friend of mine that's you really like him. I'm not going to say his name, but he's really good at prepping, and he has isolated himself. And he's done a great job. He's got himself a little farm. He's got pigs, he's got turkeys, he's got chickens, he's doing all that. And he says, you know, I'm way out here in the middle of nowhere. They're not going to, you know, this way when the collapse happens, I'm safe. I'm like, I've told him, you think the communists aren't going to come for you? You know, look at what they did to the farms in Russia when the communists took over there. That was the first place they went.
In South Africa.
They went to the farmland.
They go miles outside the main city. Same thing. They want
That's
to
right.
kill you.
The jewel of
hunt
Africa.
You down.
South
for
Africa
sport.
Was the jewel of Africa, the shining jewel,
yes,
the beautiful city, all of the prosperity. It was like no other place in Africa. And then Nelson Mandela came along, they gave him power, and now look at South Africa. It's a dystopian.
Mandela was a communist. Yeah.
Of course. And that's
and so was his wife, Winnie. Both a couple of Marxists, violent Marxists.
And let's not forget the big fancy lie that Joe Biden loves to talk about. Oh, I went to visit Nelson Mandela when he was in prison. You know, we know it's a lie.
Who the hell cares?
But look at how much admiration that idiot has for that communist.
I have always said that white communists, white Marxists, or you could call them white Democrats, whatever word suits your fancy, they are our worst enemies. And they are the people who stab us in the back, smile at us, and constantly F with us. And those people are the enemy. And they are even, I hold them in less esteem. You know, I can almost visualize some crazy guy in the inner city getting radicalized. But when you have your white European stock who turns on you with Antifa or the Democrat or the white liberals, in the Democrat Party, and they start lording it over you, to me, you're like my double enemy. Because, one, you should know better. Two, you're coming against me, and you should know a lot better, but you don't. And because of that, I hold them in even less. Because I know they have a brain, at least somewhere. They lost their brain in the case of Biden. But, I mean, a lot of these people are not dumb. But they're very misguided. They're not smart enough to figure out they've been duped. They've been deceived. If you can't figure it out, you know, if it ever hits the fan, I've told people that people will probably go out after them first because we don't want any kind of a civil war thing. But like I always say, Jake, you asked me earlier, these things happen naturally in history, naturally. And things happen, get ginned up. And people say, oh, like my favorite line of people is, okay, a week prior to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I saw the news as you did. I saw all these lovely Ukrainians, good-looking women out there at the bars.
Oh, beautiful.
Doing their drinks and shots. Gorgeous women, right? And they interviewed them and they go, oh, Putin's just doing, he'll never invade Ukraine. We are a democracy. We are part of might be Europa. And I laughed and I went, I know one thing. I'm brutally realist, the German in me. No government puts 500,000 troops, millions of pounds of military tanks and hardware on your border just for an exercise, just for nothing.
Correct.
Costs millions of rubles, and they're going to come in, baby. They're going to invade you. And sure enough,
yep.
He said, oh, no, Von Wyeth, that'll never happen. You're just too extreme. I go, I am Mr. Effing Reality. I'll tell you what's going to happen before it even happens. I knew Putin was going to go in. Why? He always talked about Ukraine. He coveted Ukraine. He mentioned it, I know, in several of his prior speeches that I listened to. Ukraine.
Sure,
he kept talking. That was one of his major themes. And he promised the world. No one listened to him but me. The Rhino talk show guy said, oh, it's never going to happen. BS. Although there's idiots. They're morons. Putin went in. Look at us today. He's blown up the entire country. And
yes.
Now we hear all these reports of hand-to-hand combat in the trenches, World War II style. And that's what's going on now. When they run out of ammo, they just run at each other, Crazy Ivan style. And they try to kill each other. And that's what's happening left and right.
I sent you a video of a couple of guys in a foxhole that got machine gunned to point-blank range right in the face. It's quite disturbing. And that's what's real. And then our government is talking directly to Zelensky, and they're saying, hey, your children have to come over here and die too. And I'm saying no.
No.
I don't have kids, but if I did have kids, I'm not sending them over there.
Hell no.
I'm sorry, but
Ukraine may fall, folks. I've told you this before on my show. Brace. Don't listen to all this crap on TV news about Ukraine's winning the war. Ukraine's going to beat back. Come on. They are not going to beat back the Russian bear. Russian bear might be old, clumsy, and big. But the one thing the Russians do, they win by attrition, and they'll keep throwing bodies at Ukraine until it's conquered. They will pay a heavy price as they did in World War II. But eventually, I think Putin is going to win in Ukraine. And actually, the Russians, they are winning. And that's a little news story they don't want you to hear. They will tell you, lie to you, Ukraine's winning. BS. Zelensky's getting his ass handed to him on the battlefield, left and right. I wouldn't be surprised if he vacates the country in 6 months and flies out of there. You heard it here first. He acts real tough.
Well, let me ask you.
Rather, if the Russian tanks were around the corner, I think he'd fly out and call and call Jake or someone to fly him out fast.
I'm not flying his.
Yeah.
Maybe for the right amount of money, I would. What do you think happens if Ukraine falls? Because I have a very dark feeling about this. In my opinion, if Ukraine falls, he goes from Poland next. We go right back to what we're talking about. It's a replay of World War II. It's the new expansion of the Soviet Union all over again, and that ends with the nuclear conflict. If Ukraine does not fall, if Ukraine does succeed in holding, you know, strong and pushing back the Russian bear, then the only solution for Russia is to use their nukes. So in my opinion, either way,
right.
This goes, it ends in a nuclear exchange. I'd love to hear your thoughts about that. What do you think?
I know I have very good thoughts about that. You are correct. I will add one caveat to what you're saying, and that is that if Russia wins the war in Ukraine, in a weird way, the world will have more peace, not less. I will tell you why. One, Putin's going to have to consolidate his massive, massive losses. He's not going to be in a strong position to go into Poland for 5 or 10 years. He has to literally retool his entire military. Plus, NATO will be on alert. And in a weird way, the world will, yes, it'll be very dark if you're in Ukraine. You're effed. But I think for the rest of us, it'll be better in a weird way. I don't think Ukraine's going to be able to hold on forever. If they push back the Russian bear with American billions and millions from England and all this is from our allies, right, World War II style, I think at some point Russia will get so frustrated that it's a high more likelihood of them using nukes or tactical nukes in Ukraine just to blow up the command center and intelligentsia. If I was a Russian general, that's what I would tell Putin. If things don't turn around in one more effing frickin' year, we have to blow up that command center. That means Zelensky, his top generals. Screw the CIA. Screw America and NATO. We got to blow it all up, man. And we have to show the world that we fucking mean business. And if we don't, we're going to be here for 10 more effing years. That's exactly what I would tell Putin if I was one of his top guys. I would tell him, I have no problem being conventional, but we're losing a lot of men. And you got Russian mothers now, I'm telling you, and girlfriends banging on the Kremlin's doors. They're tired of seeing their men slaughtered. I don't blame the women of Russia. Don't blame them a bit. I knew that was going to happen. Because in our Twitter world, people, like you say, they see these videos really fast. And people are not going to sacrifice like they did in 1940 to 45 or 1935. They don't want to sacrifice like that. World's gone too far the other way. And they don't want to give up everything. They don't want to live like a Russian peasant in 1943 in Stalingrad. You know, stuff like that. Those days are over. They want to live better. I don't blame them. So Putin knows the clock is ticking. I can also see a situation where things get so bad. Let's say Ukraine does beat back the Russian bear. I can see Putin, guy had, you know, wrote the show, so he had a very vivid World War II or III dream of Putin is being attacked from all sides. He just calls out the Satan II rockets from the Russian forest, stands on a podium, gives out the launch instructions, aimed right at America. Last resort. You going to get me? I go down, you go down. Crazy Ivan comes out. And the Crazy Ivan part of this military kind of an equation, if you will, is never really talked about by our military. Our military, I see these guys on TV, I'm laughing. They act so tough. Their little wire-rimmed glasses, and a nice, cozy Pentagon office. They talk about, I mean, they sound like it's 1982, right? Or 1978, when the height of the Cold War back then. These guys had never fought a war. They got all the ribbons, all the medals. They never fought hand-to-hand combat. So they're very good at talking about it. They never done anything in the real world. So I don't put, these guys talk like, oh, we're going to, so you want to cave in Russia. You want to kill Putin. And I'm not a big fan of Putin either. Don't get me wrong. But these guys have got these fantasies, delusions of grandeur. And I'm going, what kind of world? You think you're going to single-handedly disarm Russia and just move in and take their resources? Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
God, they're stupid. They're going to get us into, with that kind of thinking, Jake, they're going to get us into a nuclear exchange. That's what I'm afraid of, our dumb leaders and our dumb generals getting us into. I don't lick the boots because they're American with the American, the little American flag on their lapel. These guys are morons. Oh, they think, we have intel that you don't have, Vaughn. Well, screw you. No, you don't.
Yeah.
If you did, Ukraine would have been the victor a year ago, as you promised. Never happened. I can prove it to you. Never happened, did it? They said, this will be over in 1 or 2 months. Ukraine's going to be victorious, push back the Russian bear, and Putin will be neutralized. Bullshit. None of that happened.
Yeah.
And I got a long memory. And I keep saying, no, it's not going to get away. Remember, wars are planned, but things don't go according to plan. They never do.
No, they never do. They never do. And in the meantime, we've got now Russia shaking hands with China. And so we're facing, you know.
That's the real enemy, China. That's the real enemy.
Sure.
I'm far more
for
concerned
sure.
about Xi, Winnie the Pooh of China than I am Putin. But see,
well, the problem
Biden's paid off by the communist
Chinese. Yes.
That's why he can't say anything about China. He's paid off.
Well, I don't think
installed.
He wants to. Because I was,
that's right.
You know, we heard Justin Trudeau not that long ago. He said this multiple times. And in fact, Biden has said something similar, where he looks at China and admires them for, quote-unquote, being able to get things done. What we know is that the world elites, the Davos group, the people like Joe Biden, they look at China, they look at the Chinese model, and they go, that's what I want. Why should I
that's right.
have to run for a re-election? We can just
that's
tell
right.
who's going to be elected. And
they
so
don't want to
don't
hear
really
you and me talk
Biden,
back.
No, not at all.
Hear any,
not at all.
They want to hear no lip from the American people. They all want to be little dictators. And tell you what to do, when to do, and what to have to do when you get there. They don't want to hear any lip from the right wing. They don't want to hear you speak. Just shut the F up, go to work, pay your taxes, and screw you is their attitude.
Yep.
That's exactly
I think
it.
That's what we're facing. What we're seeing is like the Titanic has hit the iceberg, and the elites are stealing all the silverware and everything of value and jumping in the lifeboats and letting us sit in steerage down there, sinking down into the icy waters of the Atlantic.
That's a great analogy.
You know, Joe Biden.
That's a great analogy.
I don't think he's worried about a war with China, or he's not worried about Taiwan. But if he gets his payment, if he gets paid off, then he'll be submissive. He'll subvert us and be submissive to them. And again, this goes along right in line with the CBDC and the elimination of the American dollar. They're going to put us on a Chinese communist system. That's what this ESG thing is that we're seeing with all the companies. Biden just recently came out and set up his initiative for equity. You know, he wants to ensure equity.
Right.
And these people are looking at transposing us onto a Chinese communist system of government. I really think that that's what we're seeing. And I was worried about this when Obama was elected. I could not believe that Barack Obama got elected. But again,
I couldn't either.
What opposition did the Republican Party offer? Mitt Romney? I hate Mitt Romney. I literally called Mitt Romney's office and told him to suck eggs. I won't repeat what I said on his voicemail on your show, but I hate that son of a bitch. I hate him.
I do too.
You know, and then
he sucks.
You know, so Barack Obama, of course, he waltzed in. You know, and this guy is a known Marxist. He's a, you know, I was very worried about him when I saw the damage he was doing. I saw this rise of Marxism when Obama was elected, and
me
now
too.
We're living through that legacy right now with Joe Biden, and it's terrifying.
And Jake,
that's why I'm trying to get my skills together, man, get ready to get out of here if I have to.
Right. And Barack Hussein Obama was the Nelson Mandela of America. We said that he was our Marxist leader. He was just like Mandela, who was installed. They were elevated and lifted to power. Obama was lifted and installed and told to, you know, his job was to start America on the communist path. He knew he wouldn't accomplish everything in years, but he really got us going down the Marxist-Leninist path. And today we're still on that path. We had a little under Trump. We were starting to, though Trump isn't perfect, but the one thing I liked about Trump was he was about business. He was about making money.
America first.
Our industry back, which is what we needed, our factories back. And he was starting to bring them back. And then he got sidetracked. And, of course, they distracted him with Russia collusion, impeachment 3 times. I mean, look, you're only human. You can only do so much in the course of a day, right? Now they're back to business with Biden.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in chopper school and fixed wing school there in Vegas.
Hey, thank you very much, General.
How's the Vegas economy doing?
Estimation? I think that we're honestly last year, I think was pretty good. It was a busy year for my business. I feel like this year work has slowed down a little bit for me personally. I'm not super worried about it. I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of things kind of booming here in Vegas. They're getting ready to open the, I forget the name of it. It's called the Sphere. There's a new attraction opening here in Las Vegas, which is always a good thing for the city. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's this crazy thing that's they're calling it the Sphere, and it's literally a giant auditorium where they're going to have live performances. It should be bringing a lot of work, a lot of money. We've got the Super Bowl this year. The next Super Bowl
is here in Las Vegas.
Yep, Raiders Stadium. So that's going to be a massive boon for the economy locally, for sure. The people that I know in the business have all been very busy working for the NFL, working, you know, in the stadium. And then supposedly we're getting a Major League Baseball team as well. I believe they're going to be imploding the Tropicana. That's a possibility that they're going to implode the Tropicana and replace it with a Major League Baseball stadium. So that's right in the back of the woods of the city as the Raiders Stadium, and not that far south from the Sphere. So, things are looking really great for the city. It's a shame that we're about to go into World War III and, have our buying power of our American dollar stolen from us by these bunch of Marxists that have taken over our country.
And Jake, you asked me.
What's amazing about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that under the Trump years, we saw how good our country could be. You know, all the things that Barack Obama literally said we could never do. We couldn't bring back business to America. And during the Trump years, my business boomed. I mean, I was busier than I had ever been. I couldn't believe how good I was doing. And, you know, now we're, 2 years into Biden's presidency, and we're on the brink of World War III. And
I know.
Meltdown. You know, the banks.
I know. Well, Democrats are great for imploding the economy. They talk a big game.
Yeah.
Oh, we're for the common man. We're for the shovel-ready jobs. All this crap that they say.
Yeah,
they don't give a damn about the average man. Democrats get in power, like my dad said. And hide your money, because there's going to be a 4 to 8 year depression almost every time. It's bad enough.
Yeah.
Some big Republican or Rhino gets in there too, but you know it. It's guaranteed under a Democrat, under Barack Obama. We had the severest recession since the Great Depression. That also was engineered to impoverish you.
2008.
The Democrats are poor, Jake. Then you need their programs to survive. That's how they buy their votes. Most Americans get the formula. And
no,
they want to make you poor. They want to make you miserable. Remember, Democrats believe misery loves company. And they want you all to be poor while they arrive in their limousines and their private jets to bitch and moan about climate change. Right. Spewing their carbon footprint all over the world. But see, that's for them and their Hollywood friends. It's not for you on the Vegas Strip. It's not for me in North Phoenix area. It's not for anybody, the common man. They say, screw you. You don't matter, especially if you're white. Screw you.
Yeah.
Now,
I
want to read some comments to you in the chat room tonight, and I want to get your opinion about three. They're really good, okay? We always have a very lively chat room. Lincoln from Flyover Country has a great line. Give a white man a hammer, and he will build. Give an Asian a hammer, and he will produce more hammers. Give a black a hammer, and he will kill a white person. Give a Jew a hammer, and he will give it to the black man. How about those apples?
Oh, my God.
How about this one from Gunslinger?
Wow.
The blacks have been paid back a million times over in food stamps, EBT cards, government housing, welfare since the 1940s. F them. They've already been paid back their reparations. And wait, one more. One more good one is that what was different about South Africa and Rhodesia than the rest of Africa? Well, whites colonized South Africa, and Rhodesia and built them. But blacks never built a thing in those countries.
That's correct.
True words, brutal.
They never built a building.
They
never built a building that was more than one story. Everything was grass huts until the white people came in and started colonizing.
That's true.
It's amazing.
Oh, they'll say they built the pyramid. That's all a bunch of BS, too.
No, they didn't. No.
And they will say that we have built the coast of Ghana and Liberia. No, that was done by European contractors. I've already researched it. Dutch, German, French.
The pyramids are a subject of great passion for me. It's a big hobby that I've researched exhaustively. And, yeah, that nonsense that some of these race baiters try to push that they built the pyramids. Al Sharpton, I believe, was talking about that recently, maybe a year ago, and it's total nonsense. It's total nonsense.
Right.
But they didn't build anything in Africa, and, you know. So he's absolutely, your comment or the comment in the chat room is absolutely spot on.
Well, there. I love the chat room because it's brutal but spot on. Here's one more from Lincoln, which I like. He goes, yes, America is the Titanic sinking, with Jews navigating it, and the European whites aren't even allowed this time on the lifeboats. How about those apples, Jake?
Excellent.
Too harsh, perhaps?
No.
Too harsh? We're spot on. You decide, America. You decide. All I do is I am a messenger from God, on a mission from God. And I will broadcast forever because we're getting stuff out there that the mainstream fake news is, well, they're too afraid to touch me with a 10-foot pole. And
that's right. You're
it's
a sea of nightness.
I'm sorry?
You're a beacon for the people who need the hope out there. You're the voice of hope.
Thank you, sir. We are that lighthouse on the rocky coast of California and the Pacific Northwest. You're out there in the Pacific trying to find us for that little lighthouse, that little light, that beacon of light, that rocky, rugged West Coast. We'll bring you in. We'll bring you in safely to safe harbor. And from there, we will have to build a new country at some point. Truth can be brutal. Truth is brutal. As they always say, truth hurts, right? Well, Jake, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show as our VIP guest tonight. It always is, man. I love talking to you. And what's your final words and thoughts to America today?
My final words is stay strong. If you're the productive class, don't underestimate the communists. Never forget that communists never get tired. You may be tired. They are not. And as far as trying to talk sense into these people, it's beyond that. They share your vocabulary, but they do not share your dictionary. Remember that. And if you think that being isolated is going to be enough to save you, it's not. They will come for you. So act accordingly, prepare accordingly, and fight the good fight. We've got to win the culture war.
Love it. Jake, thanks, man. Have a great night from the Las Vegas Strip. Folks, with Jake Vegas. Our VIP tonight. Thank you, Jake. We'll talk again soon. You bet, man. Have a great night.
Good night, sir. You too.
Good night. Thank you, sir. Fantastic. Love talking to Jake Vegas. A lot of good points there. We'll get a cocktail. We'll have a little intermission. We'll get back to more calls. And we'll talk about the news of the day and what's happening. There's a lot to talk about tonight. I knew Jake had a lot of things you wanted to bring up about a lot of fronts, and I shall return after these very brief messages.
Yeah, I'm still the ghost of the most, babes, you know what I mean? I've been hanging out in this attic for like a long time here, you know, and it's getting pretty old, so I took a trip out in the world, and there's a lot of people burning stuff down and going crazy out there. But even being the ghost with the most like me, I gotta have some kind of fun anyway. So I tune in to the Vaughn We Hunt radio show, because I know once I finally get my groove on, that's where I want to tune in the nighttime. It's the Vaughn We Hunt show. He's almost as cool as I am.
Are you this guy when calling the show? I call him the dude.
Hey, I was trying to get through on your caller line there, man. You know, this is the dude, man. And just talking about, you know, current events, man. You know, what's going on. Our governors, man, the mayors want us to be couch potatoes, you know, because of the virus, man. I understand that, man. You know, so I just sit out there and smoke a J, you know, and try and be mellow. You know, people have lives and jobs and careers, but you can think of me as Agent Zero from the SOFA Security Administration, man. Yeah, Agent Zero, man. I come without war or violence, you know, like Antifa, man. We don't need no violence or war. You know, peace, man. You know, peace, love, dove, man.
Hey, this is Rocky. I want to tell you that Vaughn's got the making of a champion there, you know. That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. He's swinging both fists, you know what I mean? He's landing knockout punches. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Vaughn Weehunt Show. That's right, on DarkSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a rock here. I'm going to go get a cappuccino, I think. No, it's later. I'm going to go get a beer. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Well, that was James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Love that. A little James Bond there. Well, the leftist press, or the Lügenpresse, likes to always say that the American people are at war with their own government, right? You hear it all the time, because our government really is full of criminals who would rather push for World War III with Russia or China rather than face the consequences of their own criminality. They're not just criminals, they are foreign enemies. And our government is literally controlled by foreigners, foreign interests, who seek to destroy real America. And for our many Canadian listeners tonight, you are growing up there. According to Forbes magazine, get this, did you know, in our Did You Know segment, that the net worth of Justin Trudeau has grown in just the last 2 years from around a net worth of $10 million to $385 million. Are those payoffs or what? Allegedly, of course. He has a presidential salary of just $371,600 per year in American money. This should surely deserve some scrutiny if you live in Canada. Unbelievable. Well, we'll get to the gunslinger next. And, you know, I think everyone should, well, get to know the gunslinger. He sounds a little bit like this. He was coming to a town near you, America.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. How you doing tonight, sir? Welcome to the Von Wiehend Show. How are you doing?
Oh, getting a lot of storms down here, but I think they're pretty much gone for today. It's spring.
Mm-hmm.
I love spring.
Yeah. Spring has sprung, as they say.
Spring has sprung, yep. Yep. My nose has sprung, too. Yep, right along with spring. But with these bank bailouts and these bankers, okay, these people in California, they deserve what they get, okay? They deserve exactly mm-hmm. what they get, what's going down. I don't give a flying F if every one of their family members, them themselves, their wife, and probably kids and dogs and cats are out on the street corner begging for blowjobs because they did this to themselves, okay? They did this to the American people. Okay, and if we have to bail the son of the bitches out, okay, how stupid can you get? Okay,
I think that's the overall plan, is to give the bill for these little reparation Democrat sanctuary cities. You know, it could be L.A., Seattle, Chicago, New York, San Fran. To me, is the tip of the frickin' iceberg. There'd be a lot of San Franciscos, San Franciscos. And they'll say, oh, they're now bankrupt. American people, you must bail out now these American cities run by Democrats. And there comes the tax hike. Oh, they got it all figured out. I think I've cracked the code on that one, too. I'm real good at figuring out their motives. Why do you think they know damn well $5 million per Negro in San Francisco is going to bankrupt San Francisco? They don't care about the bankruptcy. It's all about socking it to you in middle America, get more money out of you, impoverish you to give to the blacks in San Fran and L.A. to make you poorer so you can't stand up for yourself. That's the real angle. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, that's the angle there. They always have a hidden motive of operandi.
That's right.
There's no doubt about that. Okay, But also you can tack on that this reputation, what the fuck ever you want to call it, okay? These people have been paid for and over, just like I put in the chat room there a while ago. Trillions,
yeah.
Hundreds of trillions of dollars today, okay? All of the way starting back in probably the late 40s. Welfare, free housing, free medical, free this, free that, free food, okay? What do you think these fucking people think this shit just grows on trees or something? Okay? This stuff has to be paid for, and it was paid by the American taxpayer over all these decades, okay? So people that demanding, oh, well, you know, it's all slavery, and you know, we got to give these $5 million. No, okay, sorry. This is the kind of screwball demonic democracy-run cities that you have there. Tell me that they're not angels running around, are they? I don't think so. I mean, go look at the pictures of L.A. and all that, and I've never been out there, and I don't really want to. It's a third-world shithole, okay? And that's probably the saying it lightly. I mean, people living in the street, people taking a shit right there in the damn middle of the street. I mean, it looks like a war zone. And this is the pictures, and I'm sure pictures don't lie. So that's their own. I hope the whole damn city just goes bellies up. Let it just wash it out to the sea. Okay? Clean house, as the old saying goes. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And I've been out to L.A. a million times, and California. I grew up out there. When I was a little boy, California was truly the golden state, we used to say, with a few hippies. And the hippies were pretty harmless for the most part. Right. There were some radicals you'd see every now and then, but the cops back then, don't forget, were ruthless. We had strong mayors. Reagan was governor. And the police had batons. They didn't need guns. It bashed your freaking brains in. You were some young commie radical spitting at them. They wouldn't tolerate any of this crap. They'd shoot your ass and say you attacked them. If you got out of line, and everyone knew it, it was just accepted. So if you messed with the police back then, they'd throw you in the back of a paddy wagon and beat the living crap out of you before you got to the station. You had broken bones?
Correct.
Oh, they'll say, no, you were part of a protest. Those are rough and ready. We didn't do a damn thing to you. You want to play dirty? We'll play dirty. You want to attack us? F you. And everyone knew they had that wall of steel. So when the police came out, people were like, hey, you know, and they didn't F with you unless you F with them. If you want to mess around with them, no problem. Because those guys love war. And they love challengers. And dumb challenges are even more fun. So that's just how a lot of the country was. All across the land, but L.A., they were known for years as having very brutal police. Well, they had to be brutal to keep that jungle in check. Now, today, it's out of control. Today, it's just like a third world nation. When I was a kid, it was people that looked really sharp. In the 70s, there were a lot of there's always been a lot of beautiful people in California. I mean, I remember being a kid seeing the gorgeous women. I mean, I thought, man, when I get older, this is going to be great. You know, beyond playing basketball or football or whatever. But I just remember a lot of nice people. It was predominantly white. Hispanics were very cool. They came to work, and they normally would go home. No issues there with millions coming across the border. Hell, back then, the ranchers would shoot their ass coming across their land, and everybody would look the other way. That's how they kept everything in check, from the local sheriff to the police. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's how business was done. Everyone knew the rules and the risks. But, California, since then, people forget. California used to be, not that long ago, a solid Republican state. It was called Reagan country. Now, I'm not going to go into the rabbit hole about the pros and cons of Reagan. I just tell people, as you well know, back in the 80s, 20 years past the summer of love, Reagan was seen as extreme. That's how left-wing the country was. But he was seen as a radical, as a Nazi, if you will, to the Democrats. He really was. And half the media, most of the media hated his guts. And they tried to derail his presidency, but they couldn't do it. Because the people loved him, right? And they couldn't convince people to not vote for Reagan. So, but then what happened was, once Reagan became president, I noticed right away the Democrats seized control of California. Once Reagan vacated the state and went to D.C., it started a slippery slope to the left, far left. The far left took it over. They were then organized and woke, and they took over the mayor slots, city council, governorship with Newsom, et cetera, et cetera. You had your Pelosi's going to Congress back then. All your crazy California congressmen were being elected, and, you know, the good people left the state. What was left were the liberal whites who let everyone come into California to F it up, basically. Yep. And that's where they're at today. California, some prophets say, will be swallowed up by the sea. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, some people are prophets, you know, and prophetic, and they say that Japan will be swallowed up by the sea, and much of Los Angeles, and much of California. So where I live in Arizona, we could have beachfront property here soon in about 10, 20 years. That's always been a longstanding joke here, but it's based in science and a lot of these things that come out every now and then, you know, but it's just fun stuff to speculate about. But as you were saying, Gunslinger, I digress.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a it's in Los Angeles, I think it is. You'd have to look it up, but there's two zip codes there that are supposed to be the safest zip codes in the entire world. Well, they defunded the police, so there are very few police now. Go look it up. There's actually video of people, you know, driving down the street, videotaping homeless, dope addicts, drug deals in the street, right outside these people's doors. And I'm glad it happened to them. I'm so happy that it happened to them. I'm just absolutely jumping up and down with joy. Because you sorry bastards, you get what you deserve. Defunding the police, whether you like them or whether you hate them, okay, they're here to stay, okay? They're here to stay. And there's a lot of good law enforcement people out there. There really is. But when
there is.
They are held back from doing their job, okay, what the taxpayers do, and go over there and knock these dumb freakers in the head, dope dealers and dope addicts and all this other garbage, the garbage of society, obviously, okay, then it piles up. Well, eventually, guess what happens? If you don't take a trash out daily or every other day, guess what? Your house piles up with trash, doesn't it? And that invites rats and diseases and all kinds of stuff. Look at what happened out there. And every Democratic-run city in this country is looking like that. Look at Chicago, L.A., Houston, Texas, for God's sakes, right down here in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's become war zone. Shootings, stabbings, I mean, you name it. And guess who's doing the majority of the naughtiness? Blacks. Sorry, it's just a fact. I'm a truth seeker. And I'm a truth teller. I tell the
That's
truth.
That's right. The truth is brutal. And
the truth
we're
is
here
brutal,
to canticoat
you know,
things, folks. We speak truth to power. If you listen to the news, they'll tell you around every corner there's a white supremacist out to get you. Some boogeyman.
Yep.
Is that true?
Boogeyman.
What you really see is a lot of young black-on-white violence. And young black men are very violent. And they cannot control themselves. Here. They cannot contain themselves. I'll spit it out.
Nope.
They are very emotional. They're very violent, and they seek out easy prey, which is most people in society right now is easy prey. They're unarmed. They're not even cognizant of their surroundings, and they're going to be a victim. Going to be a victim. Yep. Fortunately,
Dallas is getting like that. Even in Dallas, it's getting like that. Thank God Texas passed the constitutional carry. Now at least you can carry a gun with you to protect yourself against these savages. And I'm sorry, they're savages. That's, I call it like I see it. And I see it like I call it. And there
right.
it is.
Well,
you know?
We used to have what's called a high trust society. When America, to be blunt, was more predominantly European, white America. We had criminals. There are criminals who are white, black, purple, red, yellow, you name it, all across the spectrum. But overall, it was called a high trust society. I want everyone to do well in America. I don't care if you're green or purple, black or red, white or yellow. I want everyone to do well. I know if you're doing well, you're not going to be involved in petty crime against me and my friends and my audience or my family, right? Because nobody wants to be a victim. But I tell folks, be aware, and you see now the states need constitutional carry. We've allowed too many people in the country. They've allowed too much crime to go on unpunished. And this is what you get. And look, there's a reason why things happen in throughout history. There's always a reason. Are you man enough to find the reason? Most people will shy away from it. Oh, it's not what I want to get into. I don't want to think like that, Vaughn. I want to think kumbaya. I want us all to get together, Gunslinger. I want us all to hold hands and love each other.
The other main problem is that the other main problem is they don't want to offend anybody. Okay,
I'm afraid of offending you, Gunslinger. I don't want to be offended. I don't want to offend. I want to hurt anybody. I don't want to offend anybody.
I am.
Can we all get along?
Yeah, why not sing around and sing kumbaya or whatever it is.
I get along.
I hope people.
I hope we can.
I hope people get offended. Why do you think I wear my cap there that says "fuck Biden"? I hope you get offended. I hope you
Classic.
Feel more lower than a pregnant pissant because you're stupid enough to vote for that idiot, and you're stupid enough to be a Democrat. Well, then you get exactly what's coming to you. I have no mercy for you, coming from the Gunslinger. What do you think?
God, love it. Gunslinger, thanks a lot, man. Have a great night.
All right,
great call,
think?
Buddy.
Later.
You bet. Wow. Well, if back in the day, California sounded a little bit like this.
I'm going to be poor because I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
I decided right then and there I wasn't going to live like that. I needed to get as far away as possible. I moved to California in the summer of 1968 with the tuna. We had $300 and a black TR-3. There sure was nothing like this back home. It was paradise. We got a small one-bedroom apartment right on the beach. Wasn't much, but it had its perks.
George.
You need some help?
California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, where's the beer?
People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas. They used words like right on, groovy, solid. Women were beautiful. And they all seemed to share the same occupation.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
Yeah, on the airplane.
Yeah, so I remember California. Some comments in the chat room. They're really good tonight. Did you know that from Lincoln that Texas went from a white state gunslinger to a 38% white state under Republican leadership. It's a fact. It's true. Base, you say? Well, maybe so. But base means truth more and more. Look, Texas has been invaded. No Republican governor that I've seen has really stemmed the tide. This is a systemic problem in America. We all know about it. I told you before, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. So you should be prepared on multiple fronts. It is true that Reagan granted amnesty to millions of Mexicans back in the 1980s. But don't forget, the caveat was that Congress was supposed to do a one-time amnesty, one time, and then do comprehensive border protection and immigration reform with teeth in it. And they never did. So you can't blame Reagan for everything. We've had a lot of presidents since Reagan. My God. No president is perfect. But every president has left the borders wide open. Or they want, as in Trump's case, he wants the most legal immigration ever to come to America. Well, I say that is bunk. That's a bad idea, Mr. Trump. We have enough immigrants in America right now. You know it, and I know it, and the American people know it. The country is off the rails. I'm not going to tell you everything is perfect. Now, tonight, we weren't sure if Jake Vegas was going to call it or not. We were going to do a banking show about Silicon Valley Bank and the economic crisis. Now, that will be for next week. We have to bump that up. Tonight, we really want to get Jake on. He has a very tight schedule there in Las Vegas. We got into the Ukraine war, American sovereignty, China, Russia, which is still great stuff for radio. But we had several of you who wanted to, who don't call in, who wanted to listen to the banking economic thing. Now, that's for next week, I promise. We will get into the economy more, and we'll delve down that rabbit hole and talk about that. We really have to. There's a lot of shoes that are going to drop, as you know. Well, with that, let's get to the Irish Pirate, our tech wizard, somewhere in the North Valley. Irish, welcome to the Von Wiehunt Show.
Welcome, Von Wiehunt. Glad to be part of this, especially in this wild world of chaos. I mean, wow. I have to spend, when I finally sit down in front of my computer and I start hunting for things, I have to spend a good solid now hour and a half trying to make sure I didn't miss something obvious. And wow. There's a friend of mine, he's culturally, most of the people who are leading the Patriot movement, unfortunately, have a certain tone to their skin, and he's not interested in that. So he found Dr. Tia Pruitt, who is very much into Trump and gold. And I agree with a lot of things she's got, but unfortunately, she says if we get a gold-based monetary system, everything will be solved. And the answer is that's the CBDCs, lady. The government's going to make sure they back them with gold up front, just like they did our own dollar. And people don't see that. They don't see that. What they do is they get a great big parade going of some kind, whether it's monetary, economic, political, whatever, and then they park their minions in front of it. And we got to stop letting that happen. Yeah, the view behind the head of the ugliest people on the planet is even uglier than the front. And you don't want these people leading you anywhere.
Right.
So I think the single most important thing as far as what's going down, a lot of banks did go out of business within the previous 5 years, so, you know, over 1,000 of them.
Right.
Between that and what's happening now is the fact that all the banks were down to their last straw. And number one, the laws let them get to the last straw. But then they didn't just pull a small bank or three to start the problem. They definitely did Silicon Valley Bank. They were knee-deep in a lot of bad things. It was Amazing Polly St. George that spent 42 minutes explaining. There's some stuff in there dealing with China. There's stuff in there dealing with the Epstein thing that they never broke up. There's stuff in there, you know, just all sorts of crazy stunts. And there's a lot of people that don't want anybody to know what was there. Certainly all their CEOs and everybody lined up front and took their bonuses and everything just before they shut it down. And all the higher-ups that had anything to do with shareholding and stuff like that shorted it just before they left. I mean, awful. So, coming really obvious that this whole thing is just trying to see whether or not we will panic, which is something we discussed within the month, that every time they do something, they just want to see what we're going to do. If they order you to wear a mask, what you going to do? And now they're learning. Nobody wants to wear a mask anymore unless they're one of the bottom, 5% that are just still scared to death that somebody might tell them that we checked with our science. But on this show, I've been unloading how much fake science they use, and that includes their economics, right? I mean, we haven't really gone to task on that, but all of this stuff is paper tigers. And I've been listening to 6 or 7 of the better economists out there, you know, that have been on various people's shows, Checkman and anyway, InfoWars had 5 or 6 of them. Elf Ranger had a few, and then I found a couple more. But the important thing is that they're all agreeing on the same thing, that even though inevitably going to go off the cliff, it didn't do it just yet. The battle is, and this is, you can quote me on this one, the battle is whether or not the fall to the bottom is going to happen fast or slow. The American people want it slow because they're afraid to lose all their stuff in a day. And the New World Order wants it slow because they don't want to lose control of the thing as it slides down.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment it goes really fast, it's going to be Katie bar the door, as somebody said I liked. And then it's going to be a free-for-all to see who gets to land on top. And I don't think the New World Order knows how to do that. Yeah, they've been... they've been pretending to lead the parade for a long
time,
but that's because they don't know what goes on in the middle.
That skill set is what you're saying. Yeah, they might not have that skill set. They are not as smart as they say they are. They really are not. In fact, I will just interject here. They wanted this New World Order to go down and really at Y2K time in year 2000. Then they bumped it up, and they are behind schedule 25 years. So if they're so smart, they would have been on schedule, and they keep effing it things up for them. We know it's
that
coming.
Even smarter. I'll beg to differ on that. Maybe if they were even smarter, they'd realize they weren't trained for the job and they can't do it. They'll pass it on to their, you know, to their kids or something to do it because they're too stupid to do it the right way. And so,
that's right.
And I don't know if we've gone over all the different forms of tyranny there are. I'll just give you like a 30-second brief one. Tyranny one is when you just kill everybody that you don't agree with, and that didn't work too well because you end up killing your family members and your wife and everybody and your friends. Tyranny two is the straw man thing, right? We're going to have a nuclear bomb, and you know we're the only ones that can protect you from it. And it's real easy when you hear them using the same arguments over and over that you don't believe the straw man's real anymore. Mm-hmm. And now modern day... Tyranny three is they tell you it's really cool to give up your sovereignty, and you just give it to them.
That's right.
And they reward you with everything but something real. And that seems to be working pretty good for a short term until everybody has nothing more to get for free from the government. And that ends up being a Cloward and Piven thing only with not with economics, but with like social media. How long can you be popular giving all your stuff away? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now they're even telling you, what they're doing to kids these days. They're trying to get in really early and make their lives miserable so that they'll come to the authorities and then turn around and they'll say, dying is certainly an option. Or maybe you want to be the other gender because your life isn't working well because we screwed it up. And so these kids are just never getting a chance. But on InfoWars Day, this lady came on, and she escaped the Holocaust that happened in Romania. And she wrote a book about it. Yeah, it's called Never Again. And she's trying to tell people, hey, do you understand there's a parallel here? That, you know, it was 1933, they declared an emergency and suddenly started usurping even, you know, the Germans had a constitution. You know, they had binding documents that said, we're not going to do bad things to you. You have all these guarantees from the government, and then they just pulled the plug. And boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? And so people don't realize this is like really, really, you know, dirty pages in the playbook. This is nothing new. It's amazing. And the only thing they're adding to it is, you know, the occasional Tyranny 3. Nobody's following any science anymore. So when they say, oh, there's a virus out there and it's really bad, but this test doesn't actually look for it, but it held you positive. Now we get to do what we want to you and your business and everything else. And people just needed at that time. Granted, I gave them the 2 weeks. You know, I didn't really say anything or do anything for 2 weeks. Then I got mad when they didn't change their tune. I said, okay, I'm done with that. They didn't stave off anything. They don't know anything. And it's getting even better now because they're still trying to come up with something. And on this show, I've brought this up. There is no such thing as a variant that gets stronger. I mean, that's lifetime in science. Just doesn't happen. And over again, I'm reading all these stupid things talking about how that's going to happen. Now, I find it interesting financially. If a bank causes another bank to fail, which causes another, they call that a contagion.
Right.
I'm going like, I'm sorry, but
they do.
There's no defense for that other than gold and silver. I'm sorry. You know, if you guys are all investing in each other and one person's faking it and gets enough angle, you're all going to be screwed for that. The game of musical chairs is over and you lost. And I guess that's what really bothers me. Why can't losers just lose? I mean, the American people have been winning for a long time, and they're savvy, and they're smart, especially if they're single.
Losers just lose.
Losers
just lose. Bunch of losers out there.
Yeah, and they're the ones, the ones especially got spooned and don't realize they're losing because they haven't done anything to win. Those are, they call themselves winners because they haven't had to face any real strife in their life. That is until somebody like me comes along and tries to tell them something simple like, look up. Those are not cumulus clouds. Those are billowy and large and puffy. Yeah, it's like, come on. Those are artificial. Yeah, unless, of course, you go to the modern books and then they try to explain to you. And this is leading to something really cool. I mean, we talked on this show that we started with four kinds of clouds. You know, let's say 1950. Now there's, I think, 23, something like that. It's, it's a ridiculous number. Yeah.
It's diversity, Irish diversity. We have diversity of clouds.
Cloud diversity. That's disgusting.
Cloud affirmative action.
God.
This cloud is more equal than this cloud. Put down your pipe and smoke it.
And they're all up there, and they're all, even though they're dropping a very, very overly cold water, and, you know, they've invented
chemtrails, for God's sake. Chemtrails.
And showed that what they're dropping can create excessive cold in a hurry to where you can have rain at 22 degrees and snow at 45, just depending on how they put it together. And it's way too cold. You know it's fake. When the cloud that dropped it, when the whole it's not dark on the bottom all over the place. It's just kind of gray and dirty, and everything's kind of a misty fall. That's the fake stuff too, right? And you'll also notice that when the birds see the rain and they don't get excited, right? I mean, the worms are going to come to the top of us. This thing is laden with junk. Which reminds me,
birds are pretty smart.
He calls himself the raw egg nationalist. I've never heard of this guy before, but he came out and said, hey, I've finally put together a bunch of scientific stuff from the last year or so. And what little they've done to actually check our skies and our soils finds that the typical person on this planet is eating or breathing in a credit card's worth of plastic a year.
Yuck.
And what I'm saying is, yeah, now who's testing for it? And the answer is nobody. He says somebody's got to do something. He's right about that. Nobody's doing anything. Wigington's on that. Nobody's challenging him. He goes straight to people like Newsom or, you know, there are governors out there that claim they're interested in keeping the air clean. They're not doing it. And even worse, the particulates that are doing this are nano size, very, very, very small. They're never testing for particles this small. Never have. Haven't started the business. So when there are people out there doing it, and Wigington's right now doing it, he won't say where because they don't have the final results in. You know, but he's in a certain state that has a certain, I'm going to call it a university, even though it might not be. And they're literally trying to get the results as to how much particulates of heavy metals, plastics, graphene,
right.
You know, all sorts of crazy stuff. And what it does when it's in your stomach, for example, a lot of us have had, some scrapes and cuts and things like that. I have a military injury that really messed up my arm, and it's called scar tissue. Scar tissue,
right.
It works, but it doesn't feel right. It's trying to prevent something from messing up the rest of you. Well, that's what's going to be your stomach over time if this continues. It'll just all be scar tissue because the plastics just don't fly. You know, the electricity is wrong. And I've looked online. There are products out there that detox specifically for wrong electrical charges and large heavy metals. I personally take bentonite clay for that, but it's not the only thing out there. Anyway, people are going to have to detox a whole lot more often if what I'm seeing is happening. And tonight's not going to be the night because there's a lot of light in the sky. It's not a low moon night. But when it's really dark out here and you dare want to go outside and get away from the streetlights, get out someplace really dark, and then take a high-powered flashlight and shine it straight up, it's going to look like it's snowing. There's so much junk in our air. And usually the wind takes that away. Granted, we're in a valley and there's some smoke in here. This isn't smoke. Hell no. This is, that particulate junk we're talking about. And there's patents on this stuff, that they're, and we've also said it's not expensive. What's expensive is getting the planes in the air. And that's what I'm still studying. I'm still trying to figure out how they get so many planes in the air. And that type of thing. Because there's only so many airports, especially, commercial, you can't do it. It's got to be military. And I know there's some airports that belong to the Forest Service, but you can't move, I think it's a KC-135, or DC-135. But anyway, the one that's got the 100 tons of tanks inside with, junk that they mix in separate containers and disperse it in the air. Okay, those things are up in the air constantly all the time.
Right.
And somebody needs to be a whistleblower. But speaking of which, yay for James O'Keefe. He just came out and he said, we're starting my new project. He didn't wait. He didn't take a couple of months off. He practically didn't even hit the ground after they pushed him out the door before he's saying, okay, here we go. It's the O'Keefe Media Group called OMG. Good name. And he's actually saying, if you volunteer and you give me enough money, I'm going to give you a tiny little camera worth $1,000 and you're on the team. I love it. I just love it. You'll have no idea who the journalist is in your corrupt organization now, because before it was 20 or 25 of them. He's going to try to put up hundreds or thousands of people out there. I mean, it's worked so well if you think about it. People with all these high-powered cameras and filming equipment and stuff like that, it's amazing we haven't had too many contacts from aliens directly. You have to see them in the skies now. Yeah, so somebody was faking it. That's not saying that aliens are not real, but a lot of people are trying to get on board with it. After all, it's a parade that everybody wants to get in on. So
Operation Blue Beam. that they wanted to unleash, and also the operation of the alien invasion to have the biggest psyop of the world they talked about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things are on the drawing board.
Well, and it says in the Bible that I read on occasion that can the world be completely fooled all at the same time? It says absolutely. That's why God says I'm going to have to watch you. And so I agree with that. I believe that even I can be fooled. You know, I mean,
sure.
And I'm not saying that I'm hardest to fool. I don't.
No
think
one's
so.
Perfect.
I
hey, we're only human, right?
I agree that I'm one of the first ones to say this doesn't feel right. I think I just got screwed. I mean, that's usually mm-hmm. where I'm coming from. I think somebody just got mm-hmm. over on me. And that's happened a few times in the last couple of years where somebody's representing a patriotic company and we're selling a product, and then you realize they're not with it. Yeah. But, and
right.
I've lost some money trying to buy supplies that I thought were going to help me in the future. And so that's unfortunate. Not everybody out there that's got something is legit. And I wish I could, and there are websites out there now. And I'll maybe in a couple of weeks or so, I'll probably give you the website for this. But they're going in and researching all the companies out there. And, you know, Silicon Valley Bank was one of them. They said they're so woke, these guys can't possibly survive. You don't want to buy anything.
Right.
You don't want to deal with them. Yeah. And, you know, they're hooked on, you know, they're trying to tell you that Dairy Queen sucks and Wells Fargo sucks. Because it's what they're doing without the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you give them a little money and they say thank you, and then they don't give you nothing back for it. They're trying to subvert you with everything they do. And so that's what I tried, for example. I tried they call it Patriot Wireless, I think, or back in the day.
Right,
and
Patriot
they
Wireless.
They expanded very big, and they couldn't – when my phone died, they couldn't fix it. They couldn't get me another one in time. I went for like 6 weeks without a phone because of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up dropping them. And it's like, I love, you know, they're all veterans were answering the phone, and, you know, that's the same towers that everybody else is using, but then they were supporting conservative causes. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to be part of that, but it's unfortunate. Sorry, America. If you're truly independent, you literally are on your own. You may have to get the sat phone and the bivy stick. You may have to have your own stores. And that's
in Irish, I always say. Yeah, no one's coming to save us, man. We're on our own.
I don't know.
No one's coming
to save us. I've got a few neighbors I think that I might lead people towards very loudly, oh, you've come here to do this. Yeah, and I think somebody might get the hint, but I don't think I'm leaving alone. Yeah, I'm on my own as far as defending. I don't think I'm leaving this planet alone. I think that a lot of people will end up going with me, you know, within a few days, depending on what comes down.
It's going to be interesting, my friend. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. As you know, we will always talk again next week, Irish Pirates. And I also appreciate your candid voicemails. I hear them all. Very interesting what you've been up to. We'll get into all that again next week, buddy. Have a great night, man.
I would not put on this show. There are some things I would not put on the show. I'm sure you know that they're there. So that way, when I come back and give you something for millions of people to hear, you know what the hook is. But you know where I got it. You know why I said it.
I know.
Yeah. Because when I give a little nudge, it's not just because I discovered something. It's somebody fell face first into it, and I'm trying to make them embarrassed usually. But, yes, I appreciate it always. I did finally take a domestic day-to-day to be able to get back to the business of looking for things and doing things. Because it's going crazy in Irish Pirate Land, and I'm just surfing it. And I appreciate your show.
Surf Irish Pirate Land. You've got to keep Irish Pirate Land barricaded and safe going forward, man, and well-armed and well-stocked.
People are going to want
to have that bar ready, too.
Yeah, people are going to want a piece of that.
They will. I'm telling you. When times get tough, people drink a hell of a lot more. You know?
You said it
they
yourself,
do.
Ron. You said it yourself that living good is the best revenge.
Yes.
And
in times of trouble, in perilous times. I always tell people, living well is the best revenge if you think about it. Live well. Wear what you want to wear. Get a good steak once in a while. Take a little trip once in a while. Yeah, we know the world's on fire, but it's always been on fire. And we are, I've always said, the world is sick, but we are the doctors. We are the surgeons, sir. Have a great night, Irish. We'll talk again soon,
final
my friend.
For the night. Final comment for the night, then. If the world's on fire, I'm bringing marshmallows. That's what. That's how
that's right. Thanks, Irish. Have a good night, buddy.
Late.
Good call from Irish Pirate there. Our tech wizard on the show. And look, I'll leave you with this audio by Tom McDonald. It's really good. Then I'll come back and we'll end the show properly.
My generation got our driver's license at 14, had a job at 16, and moved out at 17. Your generation is still trying to define what a woman is and living in your parents' basement until you're 35. My generation grew up on uncensored everything. Your generation censors everything. My generation shotguns, rode dirt bikes, and went camping for fun. Your generation stares at your phone all day and dances on the internet in your sister's underwear. My generation knew how to make decisions. Important ones. Your generation can't even decide which bathroom to use. My generation wants the truth and the facts, no matter how uncomfortable they are. Your generation is so offended that the truth and the facts don't support whatever outlandish bullshit is floating around in your imagination that you've started labeling everything that you don't agree with as misinformation. My generation has two genders. Your generation has 89,347. And counting. My generation judges people on whether or not they're an asshole. Your generation judges people on race, weight, religion, sex, gender, financial standing, something that they tweeted 20 years ago in grade 8 when they were drunk for the first time. Your generation cancels everything you don't agree with. My generation doesn't give a f*** about the things we don't agree with. Beat it, loser. My generation fights for the right to party. Your generation doesn't fight, doesn't like having rights, and doesn't like to party. What the f*** is wrong with you guys? My generation is going to be able to handle the new music video that I'm dropping on Friday. Your generation is going to have a meltdown.
By the way, we talked about this before on the show. You have all the Antifa guys that were out there this past week or so. It's spring break, for God's sakes. Why aren't they in Florida having fun? Or on the California coast or some resort, you know? Be like a normal young person. Drink and be merry and party. Chase girls, chase some skirt. You have all of these Antifa guys that are incels that are out there wearing their black pajamas all over the damn place. They need to travel, get out of their mom's basement, stop fighting the police, get a real job, and maybe get a girlfriend, maybe get a hobby. Meet some other people who are not Antifa. Get around, make some new friends, for God's sakes. Do something different with your life. You might as well, right? Well, in the past 3 years, we've seen a lot, haven't we, Mr. and Mrs. America and Radio Land? What it has taught me about the majority of people in America and that of the world when it came to COVID, the masks, the riots, and now the banking scandal. The majority of people have no intelligence or real education. They will lick the boots of their oppressors and do whatever they are told. They have zero scientific knowledge, yet they claim otherwise. They are gutless, weak, afraid, and cowardly, and they are very gullible. They think they are intelligent, but they are not. That is sums up the Western world in America tonight. And in Facebook news, Zuckerberg's Meta Universe is crashing like the Silicon Valley Bank with a cutting of an additional 10,000 tech jobs. Next week, that's where we'll leave it. We'll get into the economy more and the banking scandals and things of that nature. There's a lot to talk about on every show. We're so glad that you're here. If you're a new listener, the show can be harsh and brutal to your delicate ears. We will talk about the truth as we see it. And we're so glad that everybody was here tonight. And, well, we'll talk next week, I assure you. Have a great night, America. As I broadcast from Valhalla Studios, deep in the mountains of Arizona.
There's a change of pace, of fantasy and taste. Do you like good music? Do you like to dance?
Mother loves her son, mother's daughter's son. It's an old